Let's bring in Paul Schwartz out of the New York Post. He covers the Giants. And, Paul, your piece, everything about Victor Cruz was unbelievable. You're making Bears fans pretty happy here as we welcome you into the show. What do they get, first and foremost, that will change the locker room with Victor Cruz coming here?
Change the locker room. Well, he might be the best dancer on the team. He'll put on some Latin music and he'll salsa away, especially after he scores touchdowns. So, he was an incredibly popular player with the Giants, incredibly popular. And, every time he caught a pass, they, sound like they were booing, but they were saying Cruz. And, he's a New Jersey kid, local boy, makes good, undrafted. I'm just wondering how much he has left. I mean, he certainly is not the Victor Cruz of, 2011, 2010, 2012, 2013. He was not that player last year. But, I think he's an NFL player still, so it'll be interesting to see, how he does in the Bears offense.
Paul, thanks a ton for joining Sam and myself on WGN. With the Bears, they have a lot of receivers whose names don't sound anything like Cruz, and fans boo every time they throw to them. He said that the Giants had a conspiracy going to purposely not throw him the ball. He was wide open, and they wouldn't throw him the ball. Is there any part of that that is remotely accurate?
It's all true. No. I mean, Victor, played the good soldier. He got cut. He knew it was coming. He waited. This was, I think, a momentary lapse for him. Going on the radio, I think he knew he was coming to the Bears. I think he said some things that were pretty silly, actually. Of course, they did not sabotage him. Look, their offense was bad last year. They had a team that went 11-5 with a much better defense than they had a year ago. And their offense, really struggled to score. You had Victor Cruz on one side. Here's where Victor Cruz has a leg to stand on. What they did is Victor Cruz came back from basically 2 years out with a horrific knee surgery and then a calf injury. So he misses virtually two seasons. He comes back. He made his living lining up in the slot. He is a slot receiver. That's what he is. And so they draft Sterling Shepard, second round out of Oklahoma, and they put Sterling Shepard in the slot. And they move Victor Cruz outside where he's not as good at all. And so that, if you want to say they sabotaged him, no. But they definitely took him out of his comfort zone and put a rookie in his spot because they thought Sterling Shepard would do better in the slot and Victor Cruz could, acclimate to the outside. He had a pretty good first eight games. Then his playing time went down. He disappeared. But I remember after a game against the Steelers where he was not targeted once, he was fuming. And I caught up with him. He was storming out of the locker room, and he said to me and a couple of other writers, I'm going to find out about this. This is not acceptable. So he was really upset. And then basically Ben McAdoo, the head coach, took him into the film room the next day and went over play after play to kind of show Victor, look, we don't think you were open. That's why you didn't get the ball. So, I do think he will, unless he keeps on talking smack, I think the Giant fans will always remember Victor Cruz fondly. Like I said, he was a local boy, came out of nowhere, made good, and he did win a Super Bowl with the Giants.
Paul Schwartz from the New York Post with us on WGN. It's 4:42 here in Chicago. We're like New York. We're an expectation city. We see the names that have shined on the brightest stages. Now, Victor Cruz, like you said, is not the guy he once was. But what is a realistic expectation? Because the plan for Ryan Pace, Kevin White is his long man, and then they can throw Victor Cruz in the slot, kind of do what they thought Eddie Royal would do. But what are realistic expectations that you think, just given the physicality of it?
Well, if they put him in the slot, I think he can be okay. He's not going to be a game breaker. The thing about Victor Cruz that was so amazing with the Giants is, he's not the biggest guy. He's fast, but he's not the fastest guy. But he just had such outrageous moves and strength in the slot that, guys just couldn't stay with him. He just they would stay with him for his first two moves, but not his third move. And then he had, in 2011, his yards after the catch was just crazy. Punctuated with that 99-yard catch and run to beat the Jets and Rex Ryan in the second-to-last game of the season. And, the Giants never lost again. They just, took that and ran with it and went to a Super Bowl victory. So, But he's not, he's not the number one anymore. And he's probably not a number two anymore, I don't think. Now, he is further removed from this, terrible surgeries that he had. I mean, he had a torn patella tendon. I mean, that is a rough knee injury to come back from, really rough. And some people don't come back from it ever. And so he's not what he was. But look, he was operated with the Giants with a marquee quarterback in Eli Manning. They had Hakeem Nicks. He had Odell Beckham. You know, so he had players around him that could kind of take some of that double coverage pressure off him. Really, you know, if you were telling me he's going to play 14 games next year, you know, can he catch 65 passes for 800 yards and 5 touchdowns? Yeah, that's probably the upside of what he can do.
Paul, speaking of the New York Jets, Sheldon Richardson had a few choice words for Brandon Marshall, who is brand new to the New York Giants. What do you expect from Brandon Marshall joining the locker room with a couple of other kind of crazy personalities?
Well, Brandon Marshall is a fascinating guy. You know, he chose to come to the Giants a little less money than he could have gotten elsewhere. You know, he says he's chasing a Super Bowl now. You know, that's what it's about for him. It's not the money, it's the Super Bowl. And, you know, he did take a little less to come to the Giants. So, look, they're expecting big things from him. You know, they're replacing Victor Cruz with Brandon Marshall. And the Giants think that's a big upgrade. Not only a physically big upgrade, because Eli Manning has always thrived when he had a big receiver to throw to. You know, Plaxico Burress, Amani Toomer was a big guy. You know, the last few years he had Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham, and Sterling Shepard. Talented players, not one of them is over 6 feet tall. So Brandon Marshall comes in at 6'4". He looks like a tight end. You know, he had a down year last year with the Jets. He had a great year in 2015 with the Jets.
That's how it works, Paul. That's how he gets that 1 year, and he's all in, and the team's winning, and then once things go south, it happened in Denver, it happened in Miami, it happened in Chicago, and it happened with the Jets. That's kind of what you get, right?
Yeah, you know what? And that's fine. You know, if the Giants can squeeze 2 years out of him, you know, and he's on his best behavior. Now, he is older now, and he's managed his, you know, his mental issues better now. So, but yeah, I mean, he's an operator, and I think he's, you know, he's got a long view of this, and I think New York is a great place for him to, you know, continue his career after football in the media. But look, right, I agree with you. Yes, he's on good behavior. He puts up great numbers. Then he doesn't like that the quarterback's not throwing to him, and he makes some comments, and he does some things, and he kind of outlives his usefulness. But he's 33 years old. They get this year and next year out of him. And then he goes haywire. It's fine with the Giants as long as, you know, they win some playoff games with him.
You can follow Paul Schwartz at @NewYorkPost_Schwartz. You are going into your 24th year as beat writer for the Giants, so you are probably just as good a guy to ask about the Prince as anybody else. New to the Bears this year out of Nebraska, Prince Amukamara. What do you expect that he is going to do on the corner for the Bears?
Well, Prince is one of my favorite players. He's a terrific guy. When you guys get a chance to meet him, he's a smart guy. He's entertaining. He's kind of naive and innocent in some ways. He's really a good guy. He was a good player for the Giants. He had some injuries. He's not a killer. You know what I mean? He's a nice guy. He doesn't have great ball skills at all. You know, but he's physical. And he can cover. He just is not going to go up in the air and get the ball too often. You know, he's not that kind of a player. He's more of a physical cornerback. You know, he was on kind of an upward pathway with the Giants. Then he got hurt. Then he spent a year in Jacksonville. And so, you know, I would say his career, considering he is a first-round draft pick, is kind of in a malaise right now. But is he a starting NFL cornerback? Yes, sort of. He is. Yeah, I mean, he's a solid player.
Oh boy!
I think you have to look. You know, if you're saying okay, he's got to lock up against their number one guy every week, that's going to be tough. You know, he's had some injury problems, but he's strong and he's smart and he knows what he's doing. But he's not going to get a lot of interceptions, and he's better as the number two guy than the number one guy. So you know, I mean, they're not paying him a lot of money. So if they're not paying him a lot of money and expect tremendous production from him, I think, you know, shame on them, because that's not what they're going to get.
It reminds me of one of my favorite scouts. Well, what do you like about him? Well, he's got a pulse. I want to ask you, if I were to ask you in December, Paul, about the possibility of both Jay Cutler and Tony Romo both being in the broadcast booth, what would you have said to that?
This year, I would have said...
No way!
No way. I mean, these guys, you know, usually these quarterbacks play until someone kicks them out, right? They, you know, they go from, you know, basically, unless they're in a wheelchair, they want to keep playing. So, especially Jay Cutler. I mean, Tony Romo is you know, pretty much damaged goods. And, you know, you did wonder, you know, every time he gets hit, is he going to, you know, he's got family and, you know, the back and the neck. I mean, that's scary stuff. So that's not shocking. But Jay Cutler, I mean, you know, say what you want about Jay Cutler, but he's to think that he is not, you know, got a job as a starting quarterback somewhere is, you know, in the league where there's not enough starting quarterbacks. You know, I guess his heart wasn't in it, or, you know, I don't know. But yes, no, in a time where people hang on as long as they can, for these guys to go get out. And what do you guys think? Is Jay Cutler going to be a good TV guy?
I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to pull all the shots. I think it's one thing when we look at his game film and we break down his throws and his decisions, but now we're not prying anymore. And he's the one that's going to lay it out there.
But here's the thing, and there's been a lot of other athletes. Steve Carlton never talked to the media, and he was a jerk. And then as soon as he retired, he was friendly. Tony Romo has been naturally charming, naturally friendly and accessible his whole career, whereas Jay Cutler kind of sneers at people. He looks down at people. He's got to lose that I'm better than you attitude if he wants to be a success in an NFL booth, don't you think, Paul?
Yes, but you know what? A little edge is not bad. I mean, you know, I think we usually complain about these former players because they don't have enough edge. You know, fans are sitting there on their couch. They're watching the Giants. They're watching the Bears, and they make a bad play, and they get kicked off. You know, they want the guy to give him some edge, you know, not to say that, oh, well, he missed a block, but he's a good guy, and I know him well. So, you know, it's interesting. Maybe Jay Cutler will be better than Romo just because, like you said, he's, you know, Romo's a little more of a political animal, I think. Jay Cutler's never been political, so maybe he will be. I mean, it'll be fascinating to see, and to hear those guys. I mean, I've heard Jay Cutler at times where I thought he was very entertaining, but like you said, when you're asking him, Jay, can you talk about that third interception, you know, who are you looking for there? The guy's not going to be great talking about that stuff.
Paul, it's perfect. He's in an NFC package. He's been sacked by every team 100 times. He'll know everything.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know, that they bumped Phil Sims out, who we know in New York so well for Tony Romo, and now Jay Cutler gets a job with no experience. It'll be a learning curve for all these guys. You know, it's not brain surgery, but it's not easy to walk into the booth on a national level like that in the NFL and sound great right away.
He's Paul Schwartz from the New York Post. He covers the New York Giants. He's been on the beat since 1994, and the piece that we're talking about, everything about Victor Cruz, was unbelievable. Check it out in the Post. Thanks for checking in, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.